Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Here at the Bart Winkler Show, we give you hot takes, hot mics, and hot guesses.
It really doesn't matter what you say, and I'm hoping that nobody on our team is playing for you.
It's the audio of the day you need and the transcript you don't.
I'm not laughing about it. You think this is funny? I take this serious.
I'm real serious.
I put my heart and soul into this every single week.
The contestants are ready.
You play to win the game. Hello?
The Bart Winkler Show proudly presents Guess What They Said.
Listen, we're talking about practice. Not a game. We're talking about practice.
Here is tonight's host, Carlos with a K.
I'm a man. I'm 40.
Guess What They Said every Monday and Friday here on the Bart Winkler Show. It is the highly touted, award-winning fan favorite segment here on the Infinity Sports Network, exclusively on said network. On Mondays, we get you the audio of the day slash weekend, and I will put everything together in a nice, tidy package, five clips to be specific, and we will present it to Bart Winkler, who will attempt to guess what he or she or possibly it had to say. Let's go to game two of the NBA Finals, Bart. This is where we start, since that happened on Sunday night. And I swear, I would have watched it if it wasn't for the amount of alcohol that I had to drink.
Yeah, and I definitely watched the whole game also.
Oh, I believe you not. Just in case you didn't, like me, the Oklahoma City Thunder, they even up the NBA Finals. One win apiece. 123-107 was the final over the Pacers in game two. Thunder were absolutely, you know, just blowing the doors off of the Pacers' house here. They led by 23 at one point, so domination all around. Let's go to Chet Holmgren. I want you to guess what he had to say on how they had to recover from a bad game one. This one is 25 seconds long. I want you to guess on one half of the Thin Towers had to say.
What are they called?
The Thin Towers.
No.
Yes. That was a nip game when Holmgren got drafted. It was trying. I know who the other guy is. I lied. I don't. But he's one half of the Thin Towers.
Oh, that Alexei.
Yes. That's right.
Just like Tyrese Halliburton's nickname is. Well, they call him Haliban.
I don't believe that at all.
You don't see that online ever?
Never.
Oh, they like make him look like. All right, look it up. Chet Holmgren. On what again?
On how they had to recover from a bad game one.
We just had to play Thunder basketball. We know what we're capable of. We thought we played all right, but we can play better. We got to go out there and just, you know, get the loose balls, get the rebounds, put in the extra effort. Just things that we've been doing all season. And we know this is a good team. We know they're going to provide good matchups, and they never quit. But we're a good team, too, and we just got to play Thunder basketball and keep the momentum going.
You don't want to get so wrapped up emotionally that you don't even can't process, you know, why things happened, good or bad. And then you also have to have a level of care. You know, if you're just like, whatever, I don't think that's good either. So I'd say I have a good middle ground of not getting overly emotional, but also caring enough to try and always be better next game, whether I have a good game or not.
Bit of a tough first clip.
Could not have gotten that any further wrong unless I talked in a different language.
Well, speaking of different languages, here's Tyrese Haliburton. With
I could have said gleep, glorp, glorp, gloop, gleep, gleep, and been closer.
Gleep. All right. So 0-1 to start the game, but do not fret. You have four more clips to get back on track, or maybe you just stink today and you just don't get anything, which I think it's only happened once. I think you've only gone 0-5 like once ever since we've done this. And we're going to close to a year that we've been playing this game together. Mm-hmm. So let's see. I'd rather you win because I do like that sounder to end to start our Monday off. Let's go to Tyrese Haliburton on the other side. Pacers, again, they lost. Now the series is even, one apiece. I want you to guess what Tyrese Haliburton and whatever nickname that you said it was claimed to be called on their mentality after splitting the first two games. This is 18 seconds long. Guess what Hallie had to say.
Good, I almost want to use Chet's answer for this one. On their mentality after splitting the first two games.
Si, senor.
Hey, we got one. You know, you try to come in here. They say series doesn't start until road team wins. We got the win. We were able to split. It's what we wanted to do. Like to win both, but now we're going back to Indiana. We love playing at home. The crowd's going to be excited. The crowd's going to be energetic. And we just got to play our game. I could do better. A lot of things I could do better. But we just got to get in front of that home crowd, and we're happy with what we're at. And know that we're just three games away.
We focus on taking it a day at a time. So you got the split. You know, you feel good about that. You know, but we definitely wanted to play better tonight. You know, I think our processes need to be a lot better for us to be successful here. So, it's still a race in the first of four. So we're going to our home court.
I should have left with that one.
Wow. I couldn't have gotten that one more right.
Yeah.
I hit all the things. Home court, four games. The other things I got right, I forgot already.
Yep, got the attention span of a Labrador. Let me tell you, you right now, your performance is basically the Pittsburgh Steelers' is coming up season. You could either go 0-17 or you could win the Super Bowl. Mm. It is a very rangy game that we're getting out of here right now.
I kind of think it's Thunder in the finals. The first game was kind of a disaster, and the second game was pure dominance.
All right, calm down there, because we're going to go into maybe not so much your wheelhouse. I don't know what the opposite of wheelhouse is. Like, no wheelhouse? Like, what the hell is a wheelhouse?
Why is it called a wheelhouse? The term wheelhouse, meaning an area of expertise or comfort, originates from the literal structure on a boat that houses the steering wheel. In the mid-1800s, the wheelhouse was the small enclosed space on a steamboat where the captain steered. Over time, the term evolved metaphorically to describe a person's area of skill or interest, akin to the captain's control of the ship from the wheelhouse. So that's a lot of the terms we use are from nautical verbiage.
Nice. Boats.
From boats.
All right. Let's go to the ships. Stanley Cup Finals of hockey, which is the game that's on ice.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
With skates and a puck. The Panthers bashed their way to a 6-1 win over the Oilers in Game 3 of the Stanley Cup Finals in Sunrise, Florida. You guys are going to be getting on my nerves and be saying Miami the whole time. Brad Marchand, he opened up the way, scoring into the less than a minute into the game. Florida just absolutely pounded Edmonton at every facet of the game. Basically, the third period was just fights all over the place, like Kevin from Illinois was trying to articulate. So let's start with the losing side. Here's Connor McDavid. I want you to guess what he had to say on not being able to come back after falling behind. Now, we remember both Game 1 and Game 2 went into overtime. Edmonton came back in Game 1. They wound up winning in overtime. They fell just short. Game 2, Florida was able to hold them off in overtime, and obviously they won. Final score 5-4 there. So Florida now has that 2-1 advantage. Edmonton was just not able to really get anything going. So I want you to guess what Connor McDavid had to say on not being able to come back after falling behind. 18 seconds.
You know, it's disappointing, but we also can't get ourselves in these positions. We got to find a way to get the upper hand and to get them in chase mode, because it's fun and we can do it, but we can't keep doing it over and over. We can't get ourselves in that trap. But, you know, we'll take a look at what we need to get better and hopefully turn things around in Game 4 and hopefully not have to find ourselves in this position again.
Obviously not thrilled with the first period, you know, but giving up, as I said, 8 minutes in penalties. Power play is not able to get one. Their power play gets one, and you're in a hole right away in a tough building against a really good team. Not easy to chase games.
Good enough for me. Spirit of the clip. Plus, it also doesn't hurt when you say chase and he says chase. So I'll take that. I will give you said point. 2-1, back on track. No 0-5 here for you. Let's see if you can win the game here, because here is the Panther side. They win the game. I want you to think of Barry / Kevin's favorite former player, Brad Marchand. I want you to guess what Brad Marchand had to say on getting under the skin of the Oilers players. Now remember, the third period was basically fisticuffs and shenanigans all the period. Refs really did need to tighten that game up. Someone obviously could have gotten a game misconduct. I'm surprised there wasn't more ejections. There was one Edmonton ejection. You know, he's blowing kisses and the fans are throwing birds back at him, throwing a drink at him. So things got a little bit spicy. Fun. I want you to guess what Marchand had to say about bothering the Edmonton players.
How long is this one?
17 seconds long.
I don't think he's going to admit to it. I think he's going to give you a little bit of the, it's just playing hockey. We're out there, we're trying to win the game, we're trying to win the series. Tensions get high, there's a lot on the line, but at the end of the day, we're just playing hockey. It's just hockey, and it's nothing intentional. We're just trying to win hockey games.
No, I just think emotions in all of these games are extremely high.
you know, and obviously this is the time of year you want to be playing and you're enjoying every minute. So, you know, it doesn't really matter what happened tonight. We both have to reset and worry about the next one now.
Ah, he leaned into it.
You didn't give me that one?
Are you kidding me?
The beginning was emotions are high and...
Okay. Yeah, which is the opposite of what you said.
No, I said tensions are high in these games.
No, he said that. You didn't say that.
Yes, I did.
I'll go back on the tape, but I'm pretty sure you downplayed it and where he did not downplay it.
I was downplaying the getting under the emotions, but I said it's just hockey. You know, this is Stanley Cup. We're both trying to win. Tensions are high. That's what I said.
I'll have to go back and revisit. Let's go to the French Open or whatever the hell they call it now. Was it Roland Garros? I want you to guess.
And, so I don't get it right because you heard me wrong?
We'll retroactively or reward or deny a point. So right now I'm just going to say 2-2 because I got to get to the update. I want you to guess what Aryna Sabalenka had to say on how Coco Gauff won their final match. Now, Aryna is the number one ranked women's player right now, but she did lose to Coco Gauff, who is ranked number two. So that's Coco Gauff's second Grand Slam win. Good congratulations to her. But it's Sabalenka's answer that I want you to try to decipher before we actually reveal it. It's 18 seconds long. Guess what she said on how Coco Gauff won their final matchup.
I don't know what she said. I do know Coco Gauff said something like, I'm sure she was just being emotional. So she's probably complaining that it wasn't professional, or I don't like her style, or she tried to take me out of my game, or she cheated, or it's unfair, and something like that.
I think today I didn't really handle myself quite well mentally, I would say. So basically that's it. I was just making unforced errors. Like, I don't know, I have to check the statistics. I think she won the match not because she played incredible, just because I made all of those mistakes.
Okay.
Nope. And for now, we're going with 2-3, so you know what that means.
You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters. Love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.